Hey, you've tuned in to Bonnie's Mixtape, where the volume's always up, the conversations are unfiltered, and the artists we bring you are the ones worth knowing before everybody else catches on. Hey, I'm Bonnie, your resident concert chaser, storyteller, and unapologetic rock and roll junkie. And today, I've got someone special lined up for you. Sydney Rose. Sydney Rose is calling in from Nashville. She's a Georgia native, and she's rolling into Boston on November 21st. And trust me, you're going to want to remember this name. She's got that rare mix of raw honesty, killer songwriting, and a stage presence that hits you right in the chest. This isn't just another artist interview. This is your front row pass to someone who's about to blow up. So grab your coffee, crank up the volume, and let's get into it. This is Bonnie's Mixtape, and Sydney Rose is in the building. And you're coming to Boston, which is really exciting. And I think it's next Friday. We will release this on Friday, so I'm allowed to talk to you about something special that's happening on Friday. So can you, for just real quick, tell us who you are and tell us what's so exciting about this Friday, the 14th of November.
Yes, I am Sydney Rose, and I'm releasing a song on Friday, which is crazy because I haven't really thought about it, actually. And it's called The Holiday, and it's like my first like Christmas song that I wrote kind of for Christmas. Yeah.
Awesome. That's exciting. That's really exciting. So I should tell you, well, actually, I should say this first. You have a whole bunch of sold out shows coming up. Yes. What does that feel like?
It's crazy. I've been thinking about this time last year. I couldn't even sell a ticket to a show if I even wanted to. And my like New Year's resolution was to play at least one show that was mine, and now I'm like playing like I can't even count the amount of shows that I'm playing, and so it's like surreal and it's so like weird to like have all of these shows sell out and to think about it and to actually see it. So it's like really special and it's really great, and I don't think I've wrapped my head around it yet.
You look like you don't. You have that distant, this isn't really happening to me kind of look still. Yeah. Wait. Listen, I don't know if you've ever been to Boston or played in Boston before. Have you?
Yeah.
Where were you at in Boston before?
It's the same venue that I'm going to.
And there's such a great energy, right? The energy over there is amazing. I was over there a few weeks ago for a show, and I'm like, I had no idea that this existed in this part of Boston. So I live about an hour north of Boston, but it is such a great energy and they're so excited that you're coming. So that's going to be so great, right?
Yeah,
I know, right? It's really cool. Make sure you bring warm clothes though, because it is kind of getting there where we're not real happy with the weather. It's going to be totally different than Georgia or Nashville, I promise. So, so before we get into anything else, there's going to be people who are hearing you and finding out about you for the first time from our radio station. So go ahead. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, who some of your musical influences are and what's kind of shaping the way that your sound is right now.
Okay. Yes, I'm a singer-songwriter from Georgia. I'm like heavily influenced by, I've always been influenced by like Phoebe Bridgers and the band Boy Genius, and obviously growing up listening to Taylor Swift and all of a sudden I don't know who I listen to. I've been very heavily inspired by just like the people who write music that like speaks so so deeply to me, and the way that they can write songs in a way that I can't like speak the way that I feel. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know why it makes sense is because I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Right. So then I find people like you who are going to do that for me. And I actually read that about your music as well. Right. It's that you're turning in though, you know, you're turning those experiences that people are having into music that they can relate to. And that's why you're selling out, Sydney. That's 100%, right? Like people are coming to have that. And when you just grabbed your chest just now, right? You're like, that's what people feel. Like they feel it really deeply. And I think that's what's so beautiful about your music. I'm going to let you finish in a second, but I do have to tell you, and I'm going to try to do this without crying. So this morning I went to the gym and I'm like, I'll just listen to some of Sydney's stuff while I'm wrapping up, getting ready for this morning. And there's a line in one of your songs. And I was like, oh, I can't listen anymore right now. And it's, I'd rather break my own heart than let you be what caused it.
Yes.
So if that's what you're writing, how you're writing and how you're recording and putting these songs out there, that songwriting experience, like, how do you like it's so personal, it seems so personal, right? And so raw. But can you share a little bit about that songwriting experience and what that looks like when you turn something that's so deep like that into music that really resonates with people?
Yeah, I think I've always felt like my best music is the music that I write that is like completely honest. And sometimes it like is so hard to like sit down and like be completely honest and vulnerable because it's so scary and weird. But I've found that obviously it connects with people. And it's also just like how I function and make music that I love is just being honest and vulnerable. And so it's like terrifying. It's terrifying, but I know that like there are at least there's like one person that needs it, you know? Stuff like that.
Yep,
Answer your question.
that is such a beautiful way to look at it too. And I think that if you were speaking to somebody right now and sharing that it's terrifying,
Yes.
what would be something that you could say to somebody that, yeah, it's terrifying, but what's the outcome of that?
I think community is so important, and being, and also just like opening up my feelings to like, it's so great to like tell someone something and then they understand what like I'm talking about, and then I'm like, great, so I'm not like actually insane, you know? And I think that just, I don't know, that sense of community and like feeling not like I'm not crazy is what keeps me going,
I
maybe.
think that's right on it though, right? Like that you said the word community, and I think that because people feel so isolated at times, to hear that somebody else has an experience that's like theirs, it's hard to remember that sometimes because we have isolated ourselves so well in our society, and music is 100% what brings us back together, right? I probably go to, this doesn't sound like a ridiculous number, but if I go to all the shows that I should go to this month, it's about 16. And I do it solely because when I leave, I feel so fulfilled by what just happened. And creating that sense of community inside the music, there's artists like you that are so intentional about it and showing people that if you're going to be vulnerable and you're going to put yourself out there, it's really scary. But at the same time, look at what just happened. Look
Yes.
at the people. They're buying tickets to your shows. They're supporting you in social media. They get so excited to see you and come out on the road. And I think that's really amazing. It's just
Exactly.
amazing. Yeah, that's
Yes.
awesome. Is there one song of yours right now that you really love to perform?
For the last leg, it was always 31 because it was like the song where I open up and I like go out on stage and we have this cool like intro thing and I get to see everyone for the first time. So that one's been like my favorite one so far. But I don't know, I'm really excited to like play New York because I talk about New York in a lot of my songs and stuff like that, you know. But right now it's 31, probably.
What's special about New York for you?
I don't know. Like, I like Growing up, I've always had terrible anxiety. And but like whenever I'm in New York, like I can I can walk around and like no one's really looking at me. Does that make sense?
It
So
does. I never thought about that, but you're 100% right. There's no one is paying attention to us when you're on the streets.
yeah.
Like it doesn't happen like Sex in the City, right? That show.
Yes.
Like they're no one was paying attention to them and they all looked really, really good. If you're
Exactly.
paying attention to us, that's a really interesting. I never thought about it like that, but you're 100% right. Nobody cares. They're like they all have some place to go and they're not paying attention to you. But that's great. So that means you can be yourself and do your thing. And really, is there a place in New York that you like the like in this if it's in the city, is there a place in the city that you really love that really is like, oh, this is my vibe and why I like coming here?
I don't know. I've always loved Central Park or Central Park, especially during like autumn or winter is always so great. But I've always stayed in Brooklyn every time that I go there to like make music, and it's always been so like just so nice, and I don't know. It's just great, you know?
Brooklyn's got that really cool vibe over there too. Cool delis and places to go. I dig that too, totally. All right. So we're gonna keep this short and sweet, but this will probably take you a couple minutes to think about this. But if I was gonna make you a mixtape today, because I'm going to make you a mixtape, what are five songs that you have to have and can't live without on that
I love these questions. It's
mixtape?
snowing outside.
It's what'd you say? It's snowing?
Snowing outside, which is
Oh, that's
crazy.
beautiful.
Which leads me to okay, these are like songs I cannot live without. Okay. Blindsided by Howdy. Howdy with two V's instead of a W. Splash by Charlie Martin.
I can't wait to hear these.
These are like my favorite songs on the planet. What's it called? If We Were Vampires by Jason Isbell. Wow, now I can't think of any. I literally have a playlist on my phone by accident. I have two more songs left, don't I? I literally wrote down like songs, best songs ever made, ever. Probably like About You by the 1975.
Okay. See, I told you it'll take you a second. Tell me why Blindsided.
That's a great question. It's just I don't know what about like well, yeah. I like whenever I hear it. It reminds me of like, it just it feels very nostalgic in a way. The song itself is about something completely different than how I like interpret it, which is why I love music so much. But it's also just like, it's so beautiful. The instruments are so beautiful. I love the way that Howdy the band like, makes all of their music and makes it all sound, and like the melodic choices of all the lyrics are just so great. And so that's just one of my favorite songs, period.
Awesome.
Everyone needs to listen to that song.
Okay, there you go. We're gonna make a mixtape. We're naming it after you. So,
100%.
but wait, we need one more
Bit
song. So we
more.
have About You, the 1975, Blindsided Splash, and If We Were Vampires. What's one more? You'd be like, gotta have this one.
Oh my God. This is so hard. Okay. What's I can't live without it.
Okay, one that you wish everybody would hear. How's that? Would that help?
That's a good one. What comes to mind is like The Night We Met by Lord Huron.
Oh,
I think that's
okay.
one of the best songs ever made.
The Night We Met.
Yes.
Awesome. I
Yup.
love those choices. I can't wait to listen to them.
Thank you. There
And
it's.
your fans are gonna be like, oh, this is interesting. So that's great. That's great. I love it. So I'm really excited for you. I love that you're putting yourself out there and that you're saying that, it's terrifying to be that vulnerable. I think more people need to hear that message. And if you were to maybe, be mentoring somebody or say you're somebody's 5, 6 years younger than you is listening right now, what's one like piece of advice that you might give them when it comes to being so authentic?
I think it's always been this is obvious, but be yourself. Don't try to like yes, be inspired by everything that you see and hear and whatever. But first, everything that you do, you'd have to do it for yourself, or it's just not, you're just not gonna feel good at all ever about it. If that makes sense. Be
I
yourself,
love
don't try
that.
anything else.
I love that because if you're doing it for somebody else, right, it's external to you and that is never going to meet your expectations. So what's really, really great way to wrap this up, Sydney, I think, is that you just said, like, be your most authentic self. Be who you are and be true to yourself and what makes you happy, right? Because when we do it for somebody else, it's never going to meet our expectations. They're always going to have expectations that we can't ever meet. And it's never going to make you happy, right?
Exactly.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. We'll see you in Boston
I'm so excited.
next Friday, the 21st. This will air on November 14th, the same day that your new single is going to be released. Holiday. Is it the holiday or holiday?
The holiday.
The holiday. And I'm super excited for you. I likely will be at the show being one of your photographers. So I'm a professional photographer and I do a concert photography in Boston. If it's not me, it'll be somebody else. We promise to make you look your best when we publish you and write wonderful things about you as well. So it was really nice to meet you. I know you have a busy, busy day ahead of you. So I'm going to let you go. But good luck on the road. Be safe out there. And we'll see you next Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Bonnie's Mixtape. Come find me at bonniesmixtape.com for your front row pass to the music, the stories, and the moments you won't get anywhere else. See you next time.